Thank you, young ladies. Appreciate that. Well, we're honored today. Before I introduce our special speaker, I must introduce the wind beneath his wings. Mrs. Barber, would you stand, please, and let's give her a hand. God bless you. And we're glad you're feeling better. Dr. Barber calls me the loose cannon. Never knows what I'm going to say. The problem is I don't know what I'm going to say. But it's been 36 years ago this summer I came to help start the Norris Bible Baptist Seminary. And I met Dr. Barber. I haven't been the same since, and neither has he. But I found him to be a man of character and conviction and compassion. And he restored my confidence in the ministry. Dr. Barber, we're so happy to have you today. You come and preach. Amen. God bless you. Let's give him
Thank
a hand.
You, Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. For he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord, and salvation from the and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek thee, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I feel better about the whole thing. What a wonderful Savior. What an awesome God. What a great book. What great songs we've heard. All of the music has been centered around Jesus. By the way, the message will be as well. Open your Bible. Oh, by the way, did I tell you when we open the Bible opens the mind of God? Let's see what God is thinking about in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. As you're finding your place there in the 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews, I should remind you again, as sure as night follows day and day follows night, God still lives and the Bible is right. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I'm glad it's settled right here on earth in this wonderful book that we call the Bible. Inspired, infallible, inerrant, impeccable, indestructible, powerful and precious and perfect and pure and pontifical and preserved for us in our own language in the King James Version. I'm going to read one verse from Hebrews chapter 13. And by the way, most of you know I've been in ministry for 68 years. I have a lot of preaching in me. I haven't preached in several months, so just sit back and relax. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 8. I'll read after we pray. And now, Heavenly Father, we come to thee through the Lord Jesus and in the Holy Spirit, thanking thee again for thy blessings and benedictions and benefits and bonuses in life. Thank you most of all for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and made us kings and priests unto thee, our Father. We ask your blessings upon the reading of this one verse. We ask your blessings upon the preaching of your word. Oh, that we might see sinners come to know Christ, that we might see Christians dedicating and rededicating, committing their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone is worthy. May it be so is our prayer in Jesus' name. With thanksgiving, amen. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Napoleon said, Caesar, Charlemagne, and I built kingdoms on force, and they've all crumbled. Jesus Christ built a kingdom on love, and today there are countless thousands who would die for his sake. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Majestic sweetness sits enthroned upon the Savior's brow, his head with radiant glory, glory's crown, his lips with grace overflow. No mortal can with him compare among the sons of men. Fairer is he than all the fair that fill the heavenly train. He saw me plunged in deep despair and flew to my relief. For me, he bore the shameful cross and carried all my grief. To him I owe my life and breath. and all the joys I crave. He makes me triumph over death and saves me from the grave. What a wonderful Savior. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. Ladies and gentlemen, if time has written anything on the institutions of mankind, it's one word, change. We're living in a world of change that runs the gamut of the alphabet from A to Z. A, authorities are changing. B, benefits are changing. C, communities are changing. D, dictionaries are changing. E, education is changing. F, families are changing. G, governments are changing. H, homes are changing. I, institutions are changing. J, judges are changing. K, kings are changing. L, lives are changing. M, money is changing. N, numbers are changing. O, occupations are changing. P, people are changing. Q, qualities are changing. R, regulations are changing. S, science is changing. T, technology is changing. U, utilities are changing. V, values are changing. W, weather patterns are changing. X, x-rays are changing. Y, you are changing. Z, zealots are changing. Let's go back to the why for a second. You are changing. You, me, all of us. Thank God. We're all changing. If you don't believe you're changing, go home and take out a picture that you had made 10 or 12 years ago. Or step on the scales. Or look squarely in the mirror. We'll find that all of us are changing. You name it, my friend. And time can change it if it's a part of this Babylonian world system in which we live. I'm happy to report to you, with all that is within my soul, that we have a Savior who never changes. My text makes that unmistakably clear. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. In the midst of a changing world, it is comforting to know that we have an unchanging Christ, the Savior of the world. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Surely, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. Paul said, I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the gospel 101. No fake news here. That's good news, glad news, grand news, great news, glorious news. Jesus died and was buried and rose again. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Paul wrote in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Paul was really saying, the gospel is the dynamite, the explosive of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you that the gospel of blood redemption that we preach is powerful enough to blow the hinges off the gates of hell and give the devil a first-class nervous breakdown. Well, that's my introduction, and I'm ready to start preaching. Number one, you know the title of the message already, don't you? If you don't, I'll give it to you. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. I see in the first place he is saved. He's the same in his power to save. 700 years before he was born, the prophet Isaiah said he will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. While he was in his mother's womb, the angel said his name shall be called Jesus, which means Savior. As he was laid in the manger yonder near Bethlehem, the angel said to the shepherds, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I agree with one of the early church fathers who said, if the highest heavens were my pulpit and all the world my parish, Jesus alone would be my text. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not Jesus and or Mohammed. It is not Jesus and or Confucius. It is not Jesus and or the Buddha. It is Jesus and Jesus alone. A noted theologian said, by the way, this wasn't me. A noted theologian said, I agree with it. All my theology is reduced to this narrow compass. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. By the way, that's what he said of himself, remember? Luke 19:10, I'm going to quote Jesus now. I love to quote Jesus. He said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And guess what? The Bible says that all men are lost. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says there is not a just man upon the earth who doeth good and sinneth not. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Bible says lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. The judgment. Did you hear that? After death, it's not all over. After death, the judgment. Could I say to you, my sinner friend, if you're in this congregation or you're seeing us on the line somewhere, could I tell you as tenderly, kindly, lovingly, compassionately as I know how? If you die without Christ, you must stand before God at the great white throne and get a sentence of eternal damnation, destruction, and death in the lake of fire in a place that's called hell. By the way, Jesus said 7 times more about hell than he did about heaven. I'm reminded of the new preacher that came on the scene, and the old preacher had been preaching. Every Sunday he preached on hell, preached on hell, preached on hell. So they invited him back to preach again, and guess what he preached on? One of his members said, why don't you talk about the loving and tender Jesus of Nazareth? He said, well, that's where I got my information from. Hell is a real place, ladies and gentlemen. John said, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to his works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. My friend, I ask you heart to heart, is your name written there on that page bright and fair? Is your name written there? The Bible says this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The Bible says there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. The Bible says neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he has saved us. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of goats and calves and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today, and forever. You've heard it before. I've given it to you, but I must give it to you now. Let the sinner go to the doctor. All he can ever hope to be is a healthy sinner. Let the sinner go to the banker. All he can ever hope to be is a wealthy sinner. Let the sinner go to the educator. All he can ever hope to be is an educated sinner. Let the sinner go to the scientist. All he can ever hope to be is a scientific sinner. Let the sinner go to the philosopher. All he can ever hope to be is a philosophical sinner. Let the sinner go to the psychologist. All he can ever hope to be is an adjusted sinner. But let the sinner go to Jesus, and he becomes a saved sinner. We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Wafted on the rolling tide. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. In the year 1910, some of you remember the name Mordecai F. Ham, the revivalist of my old Kentucky home. I heard Dr. Ham when I was just a boy in my dad's church. In 1910, in the city of Gonzales, Texas, Dr. Ham was conducting a revival meeting. Hundreds of people were coming. Scores of people were being saved. Men were falling on the altar while Ham was preaching. Wouldn't it be wonderful? We could see some of that. You know, God hasn't changed. Holy Spirit hasn't changed. Gospel, Jesus hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. He has the same power to save. Well, there was in that community a hardened sinner, notorious for his sins. He swore that there was not a God in heaven that could save him. He had four notches on his gun. One of his friends persuaded him to go out one night and hear Ham preach. And Ham was preaching on how Jesus could save the vilest of sinners. We sang about it earlier. And in the middle of Ham's message, that old hardened sinner jumped to his feet and cried, "Saved! Saved! Saved!" The next day, Jack Schofield, who was Dr. Ham's music director, wrote these words, "I found a friend who is all to me. His love is ever true. I love to tell how he lifted me and what his grace can do for you. Saved by his power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Same power to save." I promise you, my friend, Jesus can save you today regardless of your sins. Did you know what? God has a personal invitation right to you. It's written in Isaiah 1:18. "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Someone asked a dying preacher if he had any last words, to which he replied, "Yes. Make it plain how men can be saved and go to heaven." And ladies and gentlemen, I want to make it as plain as I know how to make it. Only one time in the Bible was a question ever asked, "What must I do to be saved?" The Philippian jailer, after an earthquake hit his jail, asked Paul, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" And Paul answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus put it this way. Hey, by the way, I love to quote Jesus. You already know that. He said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Hebrews 7:25 says he's able to save them to the uttermost. They come to God by him. The last great invitation in the Bible. By the way, there are 72 verses in the Bible that tell us that our faith in Christ's redemptive work is the only way we can be saved. Now, I'm not going to give you all 72. I've already given you 75 already. But the last invitation in the Bible closes out Revelation 22. "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever is predestined," no, 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 no. "Whosoever is chosen," no, no, no. "Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. That brings me to my second thought. I only have 33. Just sit back and relax. No. Jesus Christ is the same, not only in his power to save, but he's the same in his power to satisfy. Down through the years, men have tried to find satisfaction in drugs, in alcohol, in money, in sex, in pleasure, in fortune, in power, in fame, plus 1,000 other things, only to come up empty, disheartened, disappointed, disillusioned, and dissatisfied. Well, I invite you to quit trying all of these things and start trusting Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. If you, my friend, are alone and lonely, he says to you, I will never leave you. If you are fearful and afraid, he says to you, fear not, it is I. If you are tired and weary, he gives you this invitation, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I myself, he said, I will give you rest. So many people today are dreading death because they're uncertain about what's going to happen when they die. Could I tell you, my friend, if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, trust him as your Savior, you come down with all the uncertainties that are behind you now because you know Christ. When you face death, listen to me, you can say with a psalmist, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You can say with the psalmist, behold thy face, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. Now watch this, I will be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Almost 70 years ago, when I was a student at the Bible Baptist Seminary, I heard J. Frank Norris, pastor of the First Baptist Church, one of the greatest preachers America ever produced. By the way, did you know when they built their building in 1919, he only became pastor of First Baptist Church in 1909. 10 years later, they built a new building, and the Fort Worth Record, that was a local paper at that time, reported this. There were 12,000 in attendance, and 2,000 were turned away, and 200 were saved and added to the church. I heard him say, one of these days, you read in the papers that Frank Norris is dead. Don't you believe a word of it. It will not be true. I will be more alive than I've ever been. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. One more thought. Jesus Christ is the same in his power to secure. Let me ask you a question. Do you know anything in our world that is absolutely, positively, unequivocally safe, steadfast, and secure? Anything? Anything? Well, stay tuned. That's bad news, but stay tuned for the good news. Let me tell you about something that is absolutely, positively, unequivocally, 100% safe, steadfast, and secure. Are you ready for this? The soul that is anchored in the Rock of Ages is as secure as the Rock of Ages himself. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Wall Street may tumble. The stock market may crash. Fort Knox may melt. Your silver may tarnish. Your gold may turn to dust. Your diamonds may rust. Gibraltar may crumble, the mountains may float into the sea, the oceans may dry up, the sun may refuse to shine, the moon may be turned into blood, the stars may fall from their sockets in the sky, all the armies may lay down their guns, all the ships, the navies shall sink their ships, depression may reduce us to rags, famine may starve us to hunger. But my never dying soul can never be separated from God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or nakedness, or famine, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things, did you get that? All these things, he just listened to. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him. More than conquerors? That's what he said. More than Tiglath-Pileser? Yes, more than Tiglath-Pileser. More than Shalmaneser? Yes, more than Shalmaneser. More than Sennacherib? Yes, more than Sennacherib. More than Sargon? Yes, more than Sargon. More than Nebuchadnezzar? Yes, more than Nebuchadnezzar. More than Alexander? Yes, more than Alexander. More than the Caesars of Rome, Julius and Claudius and Vespasian and Titus and Caligula and all the rest. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Once in Christ, we sang it, in Christ forever. Nothing from his love my soul can sever. I've anchored my soul in the haven. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep or the wild stormy deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Stand with me, please, with your heads bowed. With every head bowed. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. My friend, would you listen very carefully to me? You're here today without Christ. Today is your day. Tomorrow belongs to God. As we pray, who be first to step out? Who'll be first to find a place at the altar? Who'll be first to commit your life to Jesus Christ? Who'll be first to unite with the fellowship of the church? Who'll be first to just come and thank God that you know Jesus Christ, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever? I'm going to pray in a moment. I want you to come to Calvary, not to Raymond Barber, not to Andrew Johnson, not to Terry Rigsby. I want you to come to Jesus Christ. I want you to come just like you are. Come now. Come for all things on now ready. I'll pray. Brother Johnson will sing. Altar's open. Invitation's begun. You come. Heavenly Father, speak to our hearts today. There may be souls here that have never anchored their faith in the Lord Jesus. There may be people that are really puzzled about death and what's beyond. People that are hurting. People that are unsure, unsafe, and unsaved, and insecure. Laboring under burdens and heartaches and trials. May they obey the Lord this morning and come and refresh themselves around an altar of prayer and learn afresh and anew that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday.
She'll find it.
And today. And forever. In his name I pray as we sing. Father, Holy Spirit speaks to you.